Hey there, retailers. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm Wendy Batten, and I'm here today to share 7 easy tips that will help you boost your foot traffic, your local foot traffic, get the attention and the attract strategies that you need for your local customers. Let's get people talking about you, knowing about you, and these are easy, implementable tips. I think sometimes we complicate things, and I want to simplify that for you. That's what I do. Sometimes we just need to step outside of all the things we're hearing and all the information we're getting and just simplify things. So grab a coffee, whatever you're doing, turn the volume up, grab a notebook. Let's find some easy strategies and tips for you to boost your local foot traffic. So let's go. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Okay, guys, how are we doing today? I hope you guys are all having a fantastic week. With the local foot traffic, it's important for us to remember that all of the strategies we might have, or we see online, or we hear from experts and the gurus and all the people around, we need to remember who we serve. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but remember who you serve. And if you are looking to attract more of your ideal customer to come into your local business, it doesn't have to be that complicated. You can grow your foot traffic. We can get more people in the door by just following a few simple things. So I'm going to share with you guys today just 7 tips that I have shared with my retailers before. It's all strategies that we used in our local business. I shouldn't say strategies. Strategies is the big picture. These are more tactics and tips, I guess, on ways that you can get the attention of people in your community. Because really, it's your community. It's your local community that you want to drive to your shop and come on in. So I'm going to share a little story about one of my clients. She was so focused on just doing Facebook. And I've shared this in the past, that if we are just doing Facebook, we are fishing in the same pond. You know, doing Facebook ads and all of these things were stressing her out. So we kind of stepped back a little bit and I said, you know, who are you trying to attract? And she said, well, I need more, you know, Susies of the world coming in. And we talked about Susie and where does Susie hang out? And this is, of course, Susie, her ideal customer avatar, as we call them. And, you know, we really step back and look at the big picture. Who do you want to attract? We don't have to do more Facebook, my friends. And I've shared this before in previous episodes. Marketing does not mean just more Facebook. Marketing means getting the attention of the right people. So let's talk about how we can get the attention of more Susies in our community. So one of the first thing is just deciding not to get overwhelmed with social media. So social media is important. I think you need to pick one platform. I suggest starting with Facebook. Facebook is free. We all know it has crazy things going on. You know, there's always changes, but you know what? When it comes to an overall platform, Facebook is great for us to connect with people. So being consistent is the second part of the second tip, I would say, being consistent on one platform and getting good at it. Using it to share and encourage your customers. And of course, there's all kinds of things that we can teach you about working with Facebook, but just pick one and get good and then consistent. That would be tip number one and tip number two. And then later on, you know, you don't have to be everywhere. So you don't have to be on Instagram and TikTok and all of the places at first. I do recommend layering them on as you can. They're all, if you're capable of doing them all, you know, not all of them, but where are your people? So I want you to ask yourself, where are your customers hanging out online? More than likely that is Facebook. So start with Facebook and then we'll move on to another platform as well too. But be okay with just being on one and then be consistent with that one platform, that one modality of social media. So that's my tip number one and tip number two. Number three is take time to connect locally. And what I mean by this is join some local Facebook groups and join as your page. So if you are ABC Farm Market or ABC, you know, company or Front Porch Mercantile, like we are, join, if you can, your local community groups. And there's all kinds of them as you see them. Maybe they're even sports groups or anything in your community that might be, you know, with your town name. So quite regularly, up at the search bar on our Facebook page, we'll just type in our city name. And then, you know, it's going to pop up with a whole bunch of things, things that you're related to at first, and then some other things. So think of even local radio stations or media or, again, sports groups or things that you're interested in, things that make sense, your local buy and sell, if that makes sense as well for you as well. Join as your page. I like to join, and this, you know, I mean this with my being authentic about this. I join charities that I support. I go into their Facebook page, and because it shows my authenticity. It shows where we stand. If we join, you know, we have a local hospice group here, a shop, and I join as my page and comment when they post beautiful furniture. I said, this would be amazing. I would love to buy this. And then people would click over to my page, they'll click naturally if they align with you as well too. So this is a very authentic way of growing your reach in your local community, but do it with groups. And again, places that, you know, maybe your kid's soccer team and, you know, has a page, or your local community has a sports team, join as your page if you can. And people will naturally, they'll click over. So right now, some of you are thinking, I do not have time to do that. Wendy, you are out of your mind. I know you're thinking that. So here's a tip on that as well, as a side note, as an extra bonus tip. I like to set time aside every day to go in and answer my Facebook pages my own Facebook pages and connect with my customers. But I also plan, you know, a few times a week. Literally, I set a timer for 15, 20 minutes, and I make sure I kind of just check in with some local businesses or local community events or whatever, you know, whatever local groups I'm looking to connect with. Again, this is not manipulation. This is not, you know, this is being authentic. These are people and places that I'm interested in and I do business with, maybe, or I support, or, you know, I'm, you know, my local coffee shop. If I see something on Facebook, if I'm on Facebook, but I'm very good now at limiting my time on Facebook. There's another tip for you. I have to exit out and be off of it, or else I, you know, get wrapped up into that vortex of being on Facebook too much. But I set certain times a day, do my Facebook things. And if I see something, again, local coffee shop, local bookshop that I, you know, that are my neighbors or my supporters, I chat. I'm like, that's a beautiful book, or, oh, what a great promotion, or whatever it may be, as my page. And if you're doing that, you know, not in a, this is great, we have a sale on too. You know, we don't do that. That's not what I mean. Be authentic, comment on their product, on their posts, and people will, if they're interested or they're curious, they'll click over to you. Also, it keeps you top of mind. There might be a ton of people that do know who you are, and maybe they've forgotten about you, but being top of mind in other businesses. So the little side note is take some time, you know, even if it's just a couple times a week, to be aware and conscious of going in and connecting with some of these groups. So the next tip number four is, and I hope you're all doing this already, and I hope you all are, high five and stars for you if you are, but everybody needs to be on Google My Business. So Google My Business is the first thing that pops up when, you know, when you start, everybody goes to Google My Business. You know, when you're searching a local business and it pops up with their business, you need to be on Google My Business. But the thing with Google My Business is it's fine to be on there, but you need to keep it updated. Update your photos, make sure your hours are right, make sure things are, you know, make sure your city name or your town name or your community name is in there several times in your description. It's super important to keep that updated. And I will tell you, it is my number one recommendation. If you do nothing else or take nothing else away from this podcast today, I hope that you will remember that you need to be on Google My Business. So literally search Google My Business. If you don't know how to do it, it's super simple. It's going to ask you, you know, you're going to put your address and your hours. It's very simple, but it's very important that as a small business owner, you are on Google My Business. So, and that you keep it updated. So we have a calendar check inside my inner circle. My inner circle members get monthly, a dashboard is what we call it. It's a monthly dashboard with reminders of things to do. And one of the things on our dashboard is a reminder to update your local directories, which is Google My Business and your Facebook and your hours and all of those things. So Google My Business, keep it updated, keep it fresh. It's a really nice thing as well to ask your customers to leave reviews on Google My Business. It's not a, you know, just like leaving reviews for anything else. It's okay. It's really nice to have good reviews on Google My Business. So everybody needs to be on Google My Business. And because that's local, anybody that types in, you know, the product that you sell and your city, if they're in a Google search, you are going to pop up. So all of these tips to boost your local foot traffic, a lot of them are SEO, search engine optimized, but a lot of these tips are, you know, so that's a search engine optimized one. And a lot of these tips are also just word of mouth as well too. So Google My Business is going to help you when people are looking for you online. So the next thing I want to talk about is using hashtags with your community and city name. So hashtags and Instagram are super important. If you are using Instagram, to make sure that you are using your town name. It is surprising to me how many people that are using Instagram are not tagging or not hashtagging their city. And if your town has different, you know, names, like, you know, we have like Metro Moncton or Downtown Moncton or Greater Moncton. If there's different communities in your area that you can hashtag, do that as well too. Make sure that you're hashtagging your community. Many, many people go on Instagram or go on search devices and they're just looking for their town and the product that you sell. So it's okay to put, if you are, let's say you are a paintpreneur listening, that you could put paint in Fredericton, or, you know, paint Fredericton or Fredericton paints or something along those lines. But having your city or your town name in the hashtag is super important as a brick and mortar. Next tip, where are we? Number six is using business directories. Now, this one works magic, my friends. So when you are in a local community, and again, there's, you know, lots of different ways to get our name out for our businesses. But when we are local, if you type in the city, your city name, and then you put a plus, like in Google search, your city name plus business directory, a whole bunch of directories are going to pop up. I was shocked, and I will be honest, the first time that I thought to do this and, you know, somebody had suggested it and I tried it, I was shocked. There was a whole bunch I had not thought about. You know, maybe your local chamber of commerce has a free directory, your local economic center probably has one. There's just all kinds of different business directories you're going to be shocked at, depending on your community. There's just different ways, different angles that you can add your name for free to a business directory. Now, this does a few things. You might say, well, I don't think any of my customers are on the local merchants. They're not looking for that. But what happens is Google does. And the search engine, again, is going to be like the, we always call it like the Google spider web of all the information being sourced about your store. And it tells Google that you're kind of a big deal or that you're a thing because, well, you're in all these directories and it does get your name out for other places. It does work. It does make a difference. A big difference, actually. I shouldn't say it really does. It worked really, really well for us because we always ask our customers, how did you hear about us? And they're like, I was searching for, you know, paint or whatever. I was searching for brushes or I was searching for whatever it was, you know, a certain type of candle maybe that we sell. And guess, you know, we popped up. This is how you rank higher on Google searches in your local community. So, you know, when you have a Google search and you type in, you know, a product in your or a service in your town, and, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, and 4, and most people stay on that first page and they kind of look at the first few. adding your name even to these business directories, which will help for people that are looking in those business directories. But take the time, take an hour or so, whatever it takes you, a half hour, 45 minutes to just do it. You just kind of do it once and then check it once in a while and add it to new directories. But it's crazy how that will move you up in the Google search. So you'll become, you know, number one. So we did that. We have another business, service industry business, and did all this. And it was crazy how we went up. And we did the same with our retail business. And it really did move us up. And that's all we did was add our name. We were really consistent with hashtags. We were really consistent with keeping ourselves on these search engines in our local community, these, you know, all these directories. And there's a lot in our community alone. I was really quite surprised at how many business directories. And then anytime I kind of thought of one or I thought of someplace that they might have a business directory, you know, I would just sort of Google it. And sure enough, you could add it to your business directory. You will be surprised how many may be in your town. I know I was, and I know my customers or my retailers are anytime I mention this. So sign up for as many as you can. Join business groups that you can. So if there's a local, you know, if you can, if you're interested, you know, Chamber of Commerce has its place. Join these, especially as you're new and as you're growing. Joining these networks does matter. It is a little bit of a pain in the butt. Y'all, I understand. It is important, you know, but it is kind of a pain in the butt, and there is a cost associated to some of these. But small business owners support other small business owners. I want to say that again. I want you to remember, small business owners will support other small business owners. If you think about it, hopefully you are one of these small business owners. I'm more apt to join or to go shop and buy or do or you know, get my service done by, you know, the plumber that I know in my business group, or the one that, you know, somebody in my business group said that was a really good, you know, there could be 50 plumbers in my community. I don't know, like, I don't want to just wade through them all. But if I see that they're in the same business group, or they, you know, are associated with, or, you know, I just do that. I just, you know, if they have a good reputation, I mean, it's just easier. And that goes with retail. I cannot tell you how many times, and I guess this is going to go to my next tip, but being involved in your local community will help your foot traffic more than anything you can think about. It is so important for us to be involved in our local community. And I know I feel you, my friend. I know you're busy already. I know we are busy, but I don't mean just, you know, supporting, you know, fundraisers, or, you know, I don't mean just, you know, well, I donate to my son's football team. You know, that's not being involved in your community. You know, doing things locally, going to events, and especially as you're growing your name. And it's important to consistently do this. But the more you can put a face so that people know that this is Karen from a vintage antique shop, you know, that, oh, I met her, she's so great. I always made a point to donate if they were looking for door prizes for women's groups or book clubs or anything that I was involved with. They would say, you know, they were having a door prize, or tonight's prize is being donated by Front Porch Mercantile. Thank you, Wendy. She's sitting right over there. I wave. People say thank you. We talk about workshops. You know, there's something about people meeting other local business owners, knowing your face, knowing you're a person who's a human, who's a, you know, doing a cool thing. People don't really understand what we do in a lot of our stores. I don't know if you ever run into that, but I know I work with a lot of retailers who are, you know, DIYers and creatives and DIY studio owners and, you know, custom furniture painters. And, you know, sometimes people don't really get what we do. You know? What do you mean it's furniture paint? You mean that's not the stuff from the hardware store? Come on, you guys, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, it's important to make sure that people understand what we do. And, oh, I didn't know, you know, you had a gift section, and, oh, I didn't know you had boutique clothing, or, oh, I didn't know you had jewelry. I hear, you know, we hear these things all the time, right? When we're out and about. So we need to be out and about in our community. Anybody else say that? Out and about? I don't know if that's a whole, I don't know if that's a local thing that we say here, but we need to be in the community. We need to be seen. And I know, it's not the same right now. Things are a little bit different, but it is really important. Even if it's just being on directories, board of directories, local charities are always looking for people. And I know you're stretched thin. We all are. This is why I plan strategy around this personally. And I help my retailers do this that I work with, because we don't want to be on every board or everything. So we kind of make sure that we go places where there are other businesses, or where our ICA may be hanging out, or, you know, where we can get known, you know, making sort of the most, the ROI of our investing time being in part of our marketing, right? So we get a return on that investment. So again, all of these things are super simple to do. We just have to be strategic about them. The more you can get in front of people, I promise you, the more you can get in front of people, and whether that's, you know, a guest at their local event, or whether that's a guest on their podcast locally, that's another area that is a growing thing, or on a radio show or local media. These are all free, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed, but all of these tips I've shared today are free. They're just not free of time. They take a little bit of time, but putting the right plan in place is going to, you're going to see an ROI. You're going to see a return on that investment, that time investment, over and over again. Simply putting yourself on the business directories, taking a half hour or 45 minutes or an hour, whatever it takes to kind of wade through that one time, is going to have a huge return on your investment of time. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Just a tiny little tip that's super free and super, I think this is like tip number 8, I think we're on, but a tiny little side note to all of this, and one big area that you can increase your foot traffic without doing a thing, is making sure that on your personal page on Facebook, that you have listed yourself as the owner of your business. I cannot tell you how many people are, for whatever reason, nervous to put their own, brag themselves up, or not even brag it. It's not even bragging. It's stating a fact, you know, where you are the owner, because your network of personal friends and community, they are the people that are supporting you. And you need to remember to share every now and then, you know, not all the time, but every now and then, share from your business page over onto your personal page. Make sure that your business name is located and you are the owner, president, CEO, king, honcho, whatever you want to call yourself, of the business that you own, and be super proud. Wear that proudly and have it on there. Because what happens is people are like, yeah, my friend, she has this store in town and I can't remember the name of it. And they click on your page and there's nothing on your page. It's like, well, she can't be very proud, or she doesn't own it anymore, or I can't remember the name of it. So that's it. That's as much attention span as you'll get. Whereas if I click over there and I see, oh, Mary's showing these gorgeous throws and candles that she has, and like, oh, I forgot Mary had that shop. Oh, I'm going to go there, you know, or I'm going to tell my friends, or when I'm at the hairdresser and somebody says, I need candles and cozy things, I'm going to say, my friend Mary has a beautiful shop downtown and whatever. So please, please, please remember, this is a super, I think it's like, besides Google My Business, it's one of my biggest pet peeves if people, if retailers don't have ownership. Claim ownership to your business. Be proud of the fact that you are running this really amazing business, and make sure that it is on your personal Facebook page. Don't worry, people can't see all the other things. They just see that you have a business. That's fine. That's what we want. We want the world to know, and we want you to be proud and happy that you own this business. So put that on there with pride, and then every now and then to your personal friends, please share something relevant from your business. And it's not bragging, and I don't care. Don't tell me, oh, I don't like people to think I'm like whatever. You are. You're running a business. You need to tell people about it. So I get fired up about this sometimes, because retailers, you know, kind of push back on this, but be proud about that. So there's your tips for boosting, just a few kind of easy, super simple tips for boosting your local foot traffic. So I'm going to go through them again really quick. So pick one social media platform and get really consistent on using it, right? Preferably Facebook first, and then layer on some other ones. Be consistent with that platform. The next one is to take time to connect locally. So you want to join some local Facebook groups. You want to join business groups. that align with you, that are local to you, that make sense to you, that you, you know, don't join pages and groups of things that make you feel icky. That's what I tell people when they're, what does that mean to be aligned with me? If something makes you feel icky, do not align with them. You want to align with businesses. And that's just commenting and taking time and reaching out and being kind. The next one is using Google My Business. It's super important. You need to be on there and you need to keep it updated. Our fifth tip is using local hashtags when you're on Instagram. Your city, your town, your neighborhood, whatever it is that people might be searching for, make sure you are using that in your Instagram hashtags. It's super important and it works. The next one, number six, using business directories from your town. Again, signing up for as many as you can. Join the business groups if you can. Small business owners will support small business owners. So you want to type in your town name, and you might have to do it with your town name, maybe your community name, different ways, different formats. Again, just different, you know, it might be like greater city area, you know, of your city. And then use the plus sign and then directories, and a whole bunch will pop up. You'll be so surprised. And then you'll be on the lookout for those as well too. The next one is sharing your business information on your page. We need to make sure we are doing that. And that is consistent. And that on, I want to see that. I want to see that on everybody's page. I want to see that as well. And then of course, our last tip is making sure that we are networking. I know nobody likes that word. I don't know. It's not networking. It's getting ourselves out there, joining, collaborating, speaking with, talking to our local business communities. So there might be a women in business community in your town. There might be a business development group. There might be a small business group. There might just be a group of mentors, or there's different associations. Don't join every one of them. Find a few that feel good or feel right. Commit to that. And that goes for all of these things. Find time to just that fits with you, aligns with your values, and get yourself out there. It is our job. It is our job as the CEO, as the boss, as the owner of these retail businesses to not just, you know, sit in our shop and hope people come through the door. Hope is not a strategy. You've heard me say that a million times. Hope is not a strategy. We need to plan. We need to strategize how we're going to get foot traffic. How are we going to attract new people to our shop? And these are tips to help boost, this is all easy if you take time to implement them. Very easy. You just need to take action. So, you know, taking information in, anything that you might hear on the podcast or over in our retail group, I invite you to join our retail group. I have a free group called Rockstar Creatives. We talk shop over there. And when you're ready, I invite you to join our inner circle, our retailers' inner circle. The conversation is different in there again as well, but it is important to be taking action. Learning all of these things, taking information in is wonderful. It just weighs you down if you don't do them. So set a time in your calendar to do a few of these things, or even over in the Rockstar Creatives group, if you're a member, and I hope you are. If not, jump over and I'll hook you up. Put on there, like, I need some help, or I need some ideas, or whatever, and we will support you. And I would love to know which of these tips are the most doable for you right now. I think they're all doable for all of us. They're simple, they're free, they're easy, and they work. I have seen every one of these tips work consistently for moving you up in the SEO, being found easier, which means more foot traffic into your store, which is our goal, right? So even during these crazy times, we are needing more foot traffic. We are needing to stand out. We need to be found. And, it all comes from a place of service as well, too. You do beautiful work. You have beautiful shops. I'm almost positive if you're listening to this, you have amazing service in your shop. Let's make sure people can find you and they can enjoy your beautiful place and your beautiful shop. So thanks for listening, my friends. I urge you again, in the show notes, you will find the Rockstar Creatives. You can join us there if you are not a member already. Also, I'd be so grateful if you share this podcast with other business owners that you might know, other creative shop owners. Sharing is caring. It would help us so much be found by other retailers. And if you have 2 seconds, I would so appreciate if you could leave a review of the podcast and a rating on, if you're listening to us, I read every review that's left on the podcast, and I will read yours on air if I see it. I promise you. So thanks so much, guys. I am super grateful for you all. Have a fantastic week. Next week, we have a really amazing podcast. I have an amazing guest. You're going to be so excited. That's a little tease. So you'll have to wait and hear us then. So see you next week. Thanks, my friends. Have a fantastic week. Happy selling. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.